Listening part A, Sarah Murphy. In this part of the test, you'll hear a conversation between the doctor and Sarah, a woman who presented at the medical center. You'll hear the conversation once only in sections. While listening, make notes on your answer sheet about the consultation under the headings given. There will be a short pause between each question. Do not waste time writing full sentences. Use note form. You now have 1 minute to read through the headings. Now look at question one. Take notes on the presenting symptoms.
Hello, Sarah. How are you feeling today?
Hello, doctor. I know this sounds kind of vague, but I've been feeling very tired lately. I just can't understand it. I can hardly walk up my driveway without getting puffed.
That's not good. How long has this been going on for?
A few months, I suppose.
Have you had any other symptoms that you've been worried about?
Yeah. Sometimes I get really shaky and need to sit down for a few minutes till it passes.
I see.
And I seem to get upset about the smallest things.
Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
Well, I'm ashamed to say, I've been yelling at the kids a lot lately.
Are you feeling more stressed than usual?
Yes, I think I am.
And how's your appetite been?
Actually, I've been eating like a horse.
Have you lost any weight at all, Sarah?
Yes, surprisingly, I've lost a bit, come to think of it. I don't mind that, though.
And what about your sleeping patterns? Have you been sleeping well?
No, not really. It takes me ages to fall asleep, and I keep waking up. It's such a nuisance.
How do you feel when you wake up?
I feel hot and sweaty. Sometimes I get up and take a shower.
Now look at question two. Take notes on the family history.
I'm just wondering if there's any history of thyroid disease in your family or any other health problems.
Oh yeah, my family's got heaps of health problems. For one thing, my mother is a bit of a hypochondriac. Whatever health problem you could think of, my mother probably has it.
What conditions does your mother have for sure? I mean, what diagnosis has she been given?
Well, my mother definitely has Hashimoto's, and I think she has osteoporosis as well.
Is there anything else you can think of?
Yeah. The other day, Mum said that her doctor thinks her aches and pains are due to fibromyalgia. I've never heard of it myself, and I know she takes cholesterol tablets.
I see. Your mother sure has quite a few health issues.
Yeah, tell me about it. My grandmother also has a lot of health problems. I think she has Graves' disease. She has something wrong with her heart as well. Grandma always talks about her heart murmur and how she has no energy.
Okay, I can see a pattern here. What about your father? How's his health?
Well, Dad has his problems too. He's 10 years older than Mum. He's got high blood pressure, and so he takes his blood pressure himself at home every day. He is always worrying about it.
Is that it for family history, do you think?
I guess so. Oh, wait. Dad said something when I went to visit last week about having some problems with his prostate. He's not like my mom. He doesn't talk much about his health problems.
Now look at question three. Take notes on the examination findings and further tests.
Okay, now I'd like to look at your thyroid. Would you mind if I just palpated your neck a moment, please? Sorry, my hands are cold.
No worries.
Ah, yes, as I thought. Your thyroid gland is enlarged. You feel a bit hot and sweaty too.
Yeah, is it hot in here?
Not particularly. It's not surprising to me that you feel hot. I'll explain this a bit later. What I can feel is called a goiter. It's a swelling of your thyroid gland.
Oh dear, is that serious, Doctor?
Well, it's significant. I'll need to do some further tests.
We see. I'm a bit worried now.
I know you're feeling anxious, but please try to relax.
Okay, I'll try my best. I tend to be anxious at the best of times.
I totally understand. Now, can I take your blood pressure?
Of course. I think it was normal when I went to the GP the other day.
Yes, your blood pressure is normal, 130 over 80, although your pulse is quite fast.
Yeah, I feel my heart is racing sometimes.
Yes, you're right. I would like to have a blood test to check your thyroid function.
Okay, is there anything else I need?
Yes, I'll order a thyroid scan as well. Please come back and see me when you've had these tests done.
Now look at question four. Second consultation. Take notes on current symptoms and test result findings.
Hello, Sarah. How have you been since your last visit?
I'm still really tired, Doctor, and my eyes have been feeling really gritty.
Anything else?
I've started having loose bowel motions.
Okay, well, the blood test results show that you have an overactive thyroid.
Oh, really? What does it all mean?
Well, first let me explain to you a little bit about the thyroid.
Okay, that might help.
Well, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland at the base of your neck. It produces two essential hormones. We call them T3 and T4 for short. These hormones are involved in regulating your metabolism. In your case, your T3 and T4 hormone levels are quite high. This means that you're producing too much thyroxine, which causes your heart to beat very fast and is why you feel so exhausted most of the time.
I see.
Yeah, you have very little thyroid-stimulating hormone and you've also got a very high level of autoimmune antibodies. The thyroid scan showed increased activity in your thyroid gland. This tells me that you have a condition called Graves' disease.
Same as my grandma, but what is it exactly?
Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. It means that the thyroid gland is attacking itself. As I said before, it's producing too much thyroxine, which causes your metabolism to speed up.
Now look at question five. Take notes on the causes of Graves' disease.
So what causes Graves' disease?
Well, we don't know a lot about the causes of autoimmune diseases. However, we do know that thyroid conditions tend to run in families, as you can see with your mother and grandmother. And there are triggers such as stress.
Yes, I feel like everything is on top of me. I don't look sick, and so everybody has high expectations of me.
Yes, it must be really hard for you. Pregnancy is another factor.
Well, I'm definitely not pregnant, doctor.
Well, I actually meant that pregnancy puts a big strain on the body. Your body's been through a lot.
You can say that again. I feel absolutely worn out and run down.
Yes, I know. An interesting fact is that Graves' disease is more common in women than men.
Just my luck.
And it is most common in women between the ages of 30 and 40.
That sounds like me, doesn't it?
Yes, it most certainly does.
I guess it's not really surprising that I ended up with thyroid problems too.
That's right. Family medical history can help us a lot with early detection and diagnosis.
Now look at question 6. Take notes on doctor's advice, recommendations, and the patient's concerns.
Graves' disease can affect your bones, and so I'll organise for you to have a bone density scan.
All right. I'll have it as soon as I can. Is this test expensive because I don't have health insurance?
I'll recommend that you are bulk billed because of your condition.
Oh, that's a relief. Thank you.
Good. I would like you to go to Spirit Hospital in town for these tests.
That's a fair way for me to travel.
I understand, but I find the results are most accurate when they're done at this hospital. We'll need to monitor your bone density regularly because you are at risk of developing osteoporosis.
Well, I want to avoid that anyway.
Absolutely. You also need regular blood tests. They can be done at your local pathology lab.
Oh, I hate blood tests. The last time I had a blood test, I fainted. Can you believe?
Well, it's really the only way we can get an accurate picture of what's going on with your thyroid.
I see.
Now look at question 7. Take notes on the doctor's advice regarding diet, exercise, and medication.
Now I always advise my patients to do regular exercise.
Well, I love swimming at the moment.
That's great. Please continue to swim when you can, but I'd like you to start doing weight-bearing exercises, and I can refer you to a physio to help you with that.
Okay, doctor.
Great. Eating a high-calcium diet is important as well.
What sort of foods are high in calcium?
Well, milk is good, of course. Almonds are a really good source of calcium too. I'll give you a leaflet on high-calcium foods to take with you. You'll also need to take a calcium supplement of 600 milligrams a day. I usually suggest Caltrate tablets.
Is this supplement on top of high calcium foods?
Yes, that's right. And I also recommend that you take 500 milligrams of magnesium a day and 1,000 micrograms of vitamin D a day. This will make sure that your bones are in optimal condition.
All right, then. I'll need to visit the pharmacy on the way home.
That's a good idea. And in the meantime, I'd like to start you on some anti-thyroid medication called neomercazole.
Okay.
And to start with, you'll need to take 20 milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams at night.
How long will I be on this medication for?
Well, that's hard to say. It may take about 1 to 3 years to get results.
Really? So long?
Now look at question 8. Take notes on the medication side effects.
Okay, so are there any side effects with neomericazole?
All drugs have side effects, although serious side effects with neomericazole are quite rare. However, sometimes a skin rash may develop. This means that you may be allergic to the medication. Some people get headaches or sore joints. You may feel nauseated at first, but this should soon pass.
That's good to know.
The main thing you need to be concerned about is if you have any bruising or get a very sore throat, please contact the surgery immediately.
Okay.
Now look at question 9. Take notes regarding the current family situation and recommended support.
Now, I know you have 4 children under the age of 8.
Yes, it certainly keeps me on my toes.
What does your husband do?
He's a truck driver. He's away a lot and it's very demanding.
Is your husband able to help you around the house?
Not really.
Do you have any extended family to help you?
No, not really.
Right, and do you work?
Well, I used to work part-time, but I quit because it was too hard to manage. I have to do the bulk of the housework and look after the children myself.
That must be hard. Would you like me to arrange our social worker to visit you?
How can she help?
Well, a social worker can help in many ways, for example, finding appropriate home help while you're recovering.
That would be great.
There's even a mother support group available if you'd like to join.
Yes, I might do that. I feel the need for a bit of emotional support. Thanks so much for your help, Doctor. I feel better already.
That's great, Sarah.
That is the end of listing part A. You now have 1 minute to complete your answers.